News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Proven excellence on the other side of the glass, the Tom Butler interview from Penn State Cooperative Extension, already posted on the podcast page and on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you download your podcast. That's because of Rob Center, a fabulous producer, so we appreciate his help and hard work. In the studio with us now, Pam Ross is back, executive director of the Snyder County Libraries. Catch her while you can, right? You're going to retire?
I am going to retire.
Holy smokes, that's the end of an era. So many changes. Imagine how the library looked the day you walked in until now.
Oh my gosh, it's so different.
And how many years has it been? I'm going to guess 12.
I started in Seals Group in 2007 in Center County.
Yeah, not too bad. I'm not too far off. But, yeah, lots has changed there. And then that whole courtyard out front of the commons has
absolutely
blossomed. And that's really helped your attendance and so on. And so you brought one of your good friends in a literal sense.
Mm-hmm.
A member of the Friends of the Rudy Galnett Library is here, Gretchen Wagoner. So welcome aboard. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I really do appreciate it. I appreciate all you do. I know this takes a lot of work. And you chair the Tree Fest of Children's Books Committee also.
Yes.
How many hours goes into that? Did anybody ever figure that out?
Well, we really don't get into it in any depth until late August, September. And then we start collecting our decorators. And it is a small group that works together, but we all know what our roles are. And the library people are very helpful in this whole process. But we send the information out to people who have decorated in the past, and then those who hear about it word of mouth, which was very big this year.
We're getting the word out, yeah, and so it was successful. Gretchen Wagoner, also a member of the Snyder County Library Board, and of course also on the Friends Board, and chair of that committee that does Tree Fest of Children's Books. If folks aren't familiar with Tree Fest, I mean, it's really just a magical display of children's books, and if I'm an adult and I find it enchanting. If you are a child, I would think it just have to be super enthralling. Tell us about this display that's at the library now.
Well, I think this is the 19th year that we have had trees decorated to the theme of a children's book. It doesn't have to be a Christmas book, but it has to be a book for children. And the books that they select are, as you say, they're magical. I think we appreciate them more as an adult as we look at the illustrations and the stories and the meaning of them. This year, we had 19 trees, which is up from the past 2 years. The pandemic really put a damper on how much we could display. But we had a big response from the Seals Grove schools, which is more than we've had in the past. Of the 19 trees, the thing that excites me the most is 16 of them were done by children from nursery school to high school. And their decorations are true to the story of the book. They are very simple. They can be very elaborate, but they are very, very special. And of course, the purpose is to have the tree depict the story in the book so that you could almost tell the story by just looking at the tree. But so many of the decorations have been handmade by children using, one of them uses their thumbprint, and they made little animals around their thumbprint. We have big displays by Seals Den, which does a major production every year. But the winners, the first prize went to Middleburg Kindergarten. And they have been in this competition, if you want to call it that, for years. And they have won several times. Fred Lawrence is the teacher out there, and he has a great imagination. And these kids respond to him very well. The second prize went to the second grade of Seals Grove Elementary School. They decorated a tree to the book, Beautiful Hands. So they have all these handprints on their tree, and the children have brought their parents or relatives in and pointed out which one is theirs. And so that's always fun. They're very proud to be on, to have their tree decorated that way. And then the third prize went to the kindergarten at the Sills Grove School, and they did a book called Are You Eating Candy Without Me? And they made candy canes and taffy and all these little ornaments that are on this tree, but it just definitely tells the story. Then we have a wreath competition, and we had 6 wreaths this year, which is about what we usually have. We have repeat decorators every year. The first prize went to a reading group in the elementary school, and they did their wreath based on a story titled A Very Marley Christmas. And the second prize went to Love Around the World, and this is done by the Language Honor Society. It used to be the French Society at the high school, and their tree or their wreath, it was a wreath this year, is very universal. And you have to see it to see all the countries that are just identified on this wreath. It really is a stunning wreath. Mm-hmm. And like I say, they have been in it for many, many years.
And this is countywide, so you're drawing from Middleburg in one of the cases. Mm-hmm. So you're drawing from Middleburg McClure, mm-hmm. Rudy Gelnett, and the last library.
Middleburg and Beavertown.
Beavertown. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have to just keep going out 522. I'll think of it. But you're drawn from the whole county, so you mm-hmm. get. And how does the judging take place? You mentioned the winners.
Well, we have each year we select 2 judges. And this year we had Kim Andretti, who is on our library board, and then a young woman called Leslie Baldwin. And Pam, I believe she worked in our library a few years ago.
She did, yes. She wanted to become a librarian, so she interned with me. And now she's a librarian down Dauphin County or somewhere down there. But she lives mm-hmm. in Seals Grove.
Right. You bring in lay people as judges. I was a judge one time.
Okay.
And
yes.
My mother was a judge one
was
time.
She?
Seals Grove resident and a veteran. And she was asked to judge. This would be early on. This would be, you know, back in 2005, 2006, something like that. So, you've had these judges participate in this. And you also have sort of a people's competition. How do people participate in voting?
Well, they can buy raffle tickets for a certain amount of money, and then they vote. Each decorator brings a vote box, and people can vote on their favorite trees. And then on the 22nd, we will count all those votes, and they will have a People's Award, a first and second of both tree and wreath.
Pam, what's going on at the libraries these days? When I was a kid, I used to go there and borrow a book, read a book and borrow a book and kill some time at the library. What's happening at the libraries these days?
Well, a lot of the same thing. borrow books online, come to programs, same things that you might have done as a kid. Your mom might have taken you. I don't know. It's amazing. What we do might change over time, but the underlying principles have remained the same forever, that we're providing information to people, access to information, supporting literacy, supporting lifelong learning. Now we do it with computers. Well, we used to do it with computers. Now we do it a lot more with cell phones because so many people come in with a job application on their cell phone and they need help going from there. So it's all about supporting people as they're trying to learn, to develop their skills, to accomplish a goal, such as getting a job, et cetera.
I always think of libraries. I call them ridiculously nonprofit.
They are. Oh, my gosh.
There's just no wiggle room in the budget.
There is not.
And you rely on contributions. So, and this is a fundraiser put on by the Friends. Explain that this kind of input and income makes a big difference.
It really does. The Friends do a wonderful job helping to raise money for the libraries, and this is one of their fundraisers. This is also, though, a gift to the community that it's not all about money. Of course, money is what keeps me up at night, and money is where I spend a lot of my time. But this is also a tremendous labor of love, which really supports literacy, which is so important. I've been talking to the teachers that have been coming in where their classrooms did a wreath or a tree, and it gives the teacher an incredible opportunity to get the kids deeply involved in a book, you know, really studying it, really analyzing it. Teresa O'Brien, who's she's a learning reading support teacher of some sort, and their classroom, it's kids from different classrooms, but she really was able to work with those kids in their different groups as they came in throughout the school day to learn how to analyze a book, to pull things out, really encourages them to read and to suddenly really love reading, because they're not just sitting there reading when their parent is telling them to. They're looking for, oh, what does this story tell me that I want to turn into a decoration? So that's a really important thing to me that this program in particular does, more than I think anything else. I mean, summer reading obviously is wonderful, but this gets to every kid.
I think I need her. I still read a book and I just get the cursory things, and then I talk to my wife or somebody else who read it and they'll say, oh, but isn't that great, the juxtapose of the winter scene and the fact that they were stuck indoors or something like
you
that.
Missed
and
it
I'm
totally.
Like, what am I? I remember it was snowing, you know, so.
Yeah, exactly. It really helps.
Go ahead.
Oh, and the other thing is, Seals Grove is bringing in every single child from kindergarten to fifth grade.
Oh, to see it.
To see the trees. And as a Summit Child Development, I believe, I'm not sure about if Midwest is able to do that or not. The Seals Den has been in many times. So it gets these kids coming to the library to see their trees and other trees.
Please make a pitch, Gretchen, for folks to come and see Tree Fest of Children's Books.
Well, we opened the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and that's when we had our judging, and we will be open until after the first of the year, but we will have a popular vote on the 22nd. I am enthralled with this place. It is so beautiful. It is meaningful, and of course, you have to love books, which I do, and you just keep going through and seeing a different approach each time you look at a tree. Somebody has thought of a different thing that belonged on that tree than what I picked up from the book. It is just, like Pam said, it's a gift to the community, and the people that come that have never been there before say, oh my gosh, I didn't know that we had anything like this. And we have people coming from nursing homes in Lewisburg down to see our trees, and new people come in not knowing that this is a program that we have every year
magical.
In December.
Folks can get a little bit more information at SnyderCountyLibraries.org. The Friends of the Seals Grove Library has a presence on Facebook, and you can call the library. That's a great way to do it, 570-374-7163. Thank you both so much for all you're doing, and thank you, Gretchen, for volunteering all this extra time and helping out the whole county.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you for having us.